We're in Siman Tav Kuf Chaf Dalad. Sivav and Mechaber continues. Ulam Asapkin, Lahakos Kaval Yerich, and not allowed to clap, which we discussed in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rama says, really, we're going to say it's mutter nowadays, because there's no Gzeira of Shem Yisak and Klei Shir anymore, because we don't really know how to fix musical instruments. But the Mishnah Berurah pointed out that you shouldn't really rely on that unless it's a major tzorech, because we generally say that even though the reason doesn't apply, the gzera still applies. Lo matavchan, lo kos kapakav, lo maraktin, can't dance, lo dunin, can't judge, because we're afraid you're going to write, lo makachin, can't get married, because it's like making a kinyan, velo konsin, velo miyabin, can't do yibim, velo magarshin, can't get divorced, velo cholzin, can't do chalitza, lo makdishin, can sanctify anything to the base of Mikdash, lo machrimin, mafrishin shrimus meisters, you can't take shrimus meisters either, can't take challah either. Even though you might have thought that hafresh shrimus meisters should be mutter because it's ochal nefesh, Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that since you could have done it the day before, it's considered to be machshiri ochal nefesh, which you could have done before, which is aser. So if you didn't, and even if you didn't have time to do it on Erev Yom Tov, still the Chachamim still asered it, just like they asered Ksira. If you don't have time to do it on Erev Yom Tov, so the Chazon Ish says that you can make a Tanai on Erev Yom Tov and then be Mafresh on Yom Tov, and Rav Yashuv says this also. But the reason not to be Mafresh is because it's like you are fixing something, so you're not allowed to do that either. Siv Beis, Shrimei Rad, the Takavlei Alma Tuva, someone who's on his deathbed, Shari Lagash Fil Shabbos, he's allowed to divorce even on Shabbos. So all of these halachas are the same on Yom Tov as they were on Shabbos when we learned them earlier. Siman Tav Kav Chav Hey, Hava Sif Aleph, Hava Yom Tov Nitna Litva Bedin. If you borrow something, if you lend something on Yom Tov, you're allowed to go to Beis Din to collect it after Yom Tov. And we don't say that maybe you'll come to write it down on Yom Tov because we're afraid so that you'll be able to collect it. No, we allowed to collect it even afterwards, and we don't make such a gzera. Siv Beis, Gabait Staka Govin Me Hachatseras Be Yom Tov. Gabbai Stuck is allowed to collect on Yom Tov, Avaloy Achrizu, food, and Mishnah Berurah says food and stuff like that, obviously not money, because it's Muktzah. Avaloy Achrizu, Keder Shem Achrizu Mechol, he shouldn't call out the same way he calls out during the week. Elagovim Bitzina does it privately, and also Mesochek of Mechakam Mechol Shun, Ashkun Bifnei Asman, give out privately to who he's going to give out to. One important halacha when it comes to Hava is you can loan something on Yom Tov, but you're not allowed to say to someone, please give me a Hava. You have to say a She'ela, because Hava seems like it's for a longer period of time, which is a problem. So you should say B'lashon She'ela instead. Siman Tav Kuf Chavav, Sif Aleph, Meis Hamuta L'Kavro, someone who needs to be buried. Im Hu B'Yom Tov Rishon, it's the first day of Yom Tov, Lo Yisalsku Yisrael, a Jew is not allowed to bury. V'afil Yisrael Yasriach, even if the body is going to get disgusting. V'yafshar B'Amimin, Aval Yisalsku B'Amim, rather a non-Jew should do it instead. Afil Meis Bo B'Yom, even if he died on that day, so a Jew does not do the burial on the first day of Yom Tov, only a non-Jew would. Because we say a Jew can't do it, because we don't say the mitzvah of Kvura is Docha the Ase and Los Ase of Yom Tov. But again, you would be allowed to have a non-Jew bury the body on the first day of Yom Tov, which shows, again, that you could fulfill the mitzvah of Kvura, even if you don't actually do the Kvura. Kovet Shirin points out, what it means is that the mitzvah of Kvura is just to make sure that the body is buried, but not that you have to be the actual one that buries the body.